Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you, everybody, so much for joining me this afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's Friday, August 7, 2015. Thank you once again for joining me this afternoon. We've got a whole lot to talk about. It's Trump mania, I guess. You know, Trump is just everywhere. And what a showman that Donald Trump is. Let's not get that twisted. Donald Trump is a master showman. A master. Now, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Donald Trump. And we'll also talk about Black Lives Matter. Now, there were some fools, I should say folks, who were under the impression that black folks were supposed to get out and protest when a police officer gets killed. Now, we all know how ridiculous that is. We'll talk about that in just a little while. We'll talk about Trump in the presidential debate. And we'll also talk about, there's another police killing, actually. There was one in Shreveport, Louisiana, that happened within the last week. And we'll talk about that now. And again, we'll talk about Tremaine Wilborn, who was suspected of shooting the Memphis police officer, who was given a $9 million bail in comparison to others. Actually, you're talking about Dylan Roof, the church shooter, who wound up getting a $1 million bail. So it's ridiculous. And, you know, and the other thing, too, how fearful is everybody of Donald Trump? You know, just totally fearful of Donald Trump. Just so afraid the other candidates are. They're afraid to say anything to him. Yeah, so he's got them all running scared. We'll talk about that as well. We got a whole lot to talk about this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So I just want to thank you again for listening to the show. Now, this is going to be the last program on, this is going to be the last show on blogtalkradio.com. This is our last show here. Starting Tuesday, as a matter of fact, we're going to take a week off, and starting not this Tuesday coming up, but we'll start again on Tuesday. If I can pull it up here, Tuesday, the 11th of August. That's when we're going to start the new show on MTRradio.com. So I'll give you all the information. We'll get it to you. We'll make sure you're there Tuesdays. At 5 p.m., it's Ron Kelly Show on NTR Radio. We'll get you all set up with that. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this afternoon. Everybody's all abuzz about the presidential debate. And, you know, President Obama has got his own problems. I doubt if he's even paying attention because he's got this Iran deal, and he's been one of his best bets has defected in the person of New York Senator Charles Schumer, who has defected from the support for the Iran deal. Now I've listened to the Iran, I've looked at the Iran deal, and you know I've read most of it, and you know there are some legitimate concerns, and you know this is just one of those things where people just want to protest against the president because he's black, whatever the case may be, or whatever. I think that the Republicans this time have some legitimate concerns regarding the Iran deal. We'll talk about that in a little while. We'll get to that. We got a whole lot to talk about this afternoon. And once again, this is our last show here at blogtalkradio.com. We won't be here next Friday. The show, once again, August 11th. 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, August 11th, the show will air on Blog NTR Radio. Shout out to my compadres over at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where I'm pumping my resume there. And having a great time over there, learning a lot. And shout out to my people over there. Some good conditions for the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody, we got a jam-packed show for you. And it's just, Trump is just, he's just turned this candidate. He just turned this on its head. And you can't imagine, I can't imagine what the other candidates are thinking now that Trump has sucked the wind out of this campaign completely. And everybody else is just everybody else. Also lands. Nobody even really cares about the other folks. You know, Bush included. They're all just, you know, they're like, it's ridiculous. They're like all pawns on a chessboard. You know, the pawns are sacrificed, and Trump is the king. This is crazy. But Trump has, you know, he did some, and we're going to start out with talking about Donald Trump, and there's some real flaws in this Donald Trump campaign. Now, I said a couple times, I tweeted, you know, even tweet me, R. Kelly Show, tweet me on, you know, tweet me, hit me on Twitter, R. Kelly Show, and also on Facebook, this is R. Kelly Show. Now, there are some fundamental flaws with this candidate, Donald Trump, and some of the things that he's been saying. You know, I was watching the debate last night, what I could, because I was at school last night. When I got home, I didn't watch most of the debate. And Donald Trump was asked a specific question. He was asked, could, what would he do if Vladimir Putin, who is the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, what would Trump do if Vladimir Putin began to try to pull back the states that the countries that he lost when the Soviet Union fell apart, Estonia, Latvia, and those countries that are now NATO countries under protection of the United States. And Trump was asked what he would do, and he skirted around the question, and he started talking about Obama. Everybody's stupid. You know, he speaks in generalizations, and you can't have a president who's speaking in generalizations. You can't have that. And he didn't, he skirted right around the question. He didn't answer it. And we all know he knows nothing about foreign policy. He knows nothing about politics. And you can't say that you want to be, you know, that you're not going to be a politician. You have to be a politician if you're going to be president of the United States. Because the system is not going to change for Trump, for Obama, for whoever is the next president. The system is not going to change. It's politics. It's business as usual. That's the way it is. And that's the way it's always going to be now. It's, you know, it's part of the Constitution. Now, I did speak a little bit earlier about New York Senator Charles Schumer bolted from the Obama camp, so to speak, and decided that he didn't want to support the Iran deal. Now, that was politics. That was politics. Because Schumer had to, you know, he had to choose between his constituency. He had to choose between his constituency and who the, you know, many of whom are Jewish, and loyalty to the president. And see, that was politics, because he had to make a decision about whether he wanted to be reelected again. And he knows that if he didn't, if he voted for that deal, he would have been looking for a job next election. He knows. So that was a political move by Schumer. And the funny thing about it, now Schumer waited until the middle of the, now he knew everybody was going to be focused on Trump and the debate. So he, what he did was he did a press release. Now, you know, Senator Schumer, some of you see him on television all the time. He never met a TV camera in their life. And what he did last night was he sent out a little press release saying that he's not going to support the deal. It's a cowardly way out. But see, that's politics. And Trump is, you know, it boggles my mind that people actually consider him as a legitimate candidate for president. Now, I'm not saying he's not smart or anything, because the guy is very smart. He's a billionaire. I mean, no, you don't have to be smart to get rich, but we all know that he's a, you know, he's an intelligent guy. But, you know, Ben Carson is a brilliant guy. Like Ben Carson said last night, he said he's the only one to separate Siamese twins. He's the only one that operate on a baby. Well, the baby was still in the mother's womb. And he says that he's the only one who removed half the brain. So, which I thought was a great closing line that Ben Carson had. But I'm telling you, people, you got to be out of your mind to think, you know, that you want to make Donald Trump the president of the United States. Now, I understand that people want change. People are tired of Obama, whatever the case may be, and they want somebody new. I mean, I can get that. I can understand that. You know, I don't have a, you know, understand. But for people to want to think that, I mean, they go on conservative radio talk show, the conservative talk radio hosts are praising Trump. It's like the whole world is afraid of the man because he's got a few lot more dollars than the average person. And this is what it is. Because you can't even get the candidates to talk about Donald Trump. Now there's another sidebar, everybody, about Ted Cruz. Senator Ted Cruz is also under the president. He was born in Canada. Now, why is he on the ballot? How did he wind up on the ballot? Where are the burgers now? Ted Cruz. Now, we'll pick that up a little bit later on. But anyway, the phone number is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. You can tweet me. I'm reading my Twitter right now. Tweets right now, rather. You can tweet me. Or you can go on my Facebook page, RonKellyShow.com, and check me out over there. You can leave a message over there if you want to call me for the show. But anyway, it's going to be our last show here. Last show. And the last show in one block of it. This is going to be a very last show. So, we've got to move on. You know, we have to move on. Anyway, what we'll do is take a quick break or something like that. And with more of this program, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You've cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked?
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
Russia.
Involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America, where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is from Alaska that we send those out to make sure that an eye is being kept on this very powerful nation, Russia, because they are right there. They are right next to our state.
That was Sarah. Well, I can't even laugh. That was Sarah Palin. You all remember Sarah Palin, who ran for. She was John McCain's running mate in 2008, the first presidential election of President Barack Obama. And she was quoted now. She says that she had foreign policy experience because Russia was near Alaska, which is ridiculous. I mean, that was, can you imagine having her? And I've played that several times, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine having her as the vice president of the United States? I don't think so. But the word is out that Donald Trump was considering making her a part, putting her on a ticket. What ticket? There's not going to be a ticket. Because for the people who think that Donald Trump is going to be the president, you got to be completely, totally out of your mind. You have to be. Because, did you watch the debate last night? Did you watch it? You know, because if you didn't, I mean, if you did, you had to see that Donald Trump is not prepared to be president. You know, again, this is going to be our last show here on blogtalkradio.com. You know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move on to NGL Radio. We're going to be working out of a studio, real live studio, not a computer on the coffee table. We're going to be working out of a real live studio. So I'm looking really, really forward to moving the show over to NGL Radio. We'll be doing that August 11th. That's Tuesday, August 11th, 5 to 6 p.m. All right, everybody. There's a verdict has been reached in the Colorado theater shooting sentence now. You know, it was a foregone conclusion he was going to be convicted. But I think what they were doing was they were trying to decide whether he was going to get a death penalty or not. And of course, he'll be dead. Look how many people he killed. So he did that, done with that. But you know, we have another killer. We'll talk a little bit more about the presidential debate later, because it's all Trump. It's Trump. And, you know, again, I like Ben Carson's closing remarks, even though he did a very good job of closing remarks. Once we get the soundtracks back, we'll play the things for you. We'll play the soundbites for you. Okay, now, you know, it's just so ridiculous. Did anybody would think that Trump? I just can't. You know, again, he was asked. I mean, this is what really bothered me. I thought this was really telling. That he was asked. He was asked, what would he do if Putin tried to run over the Baltic states, the ones that the Soviet Union lost when the wall fell, the breakup of the Soviet Union? And he skirted the question. Now, imagine if he was the president and that actually happened. You know, because we had what they've been saying was a Russian break-in to the Joint Chiefs of Staff's email accounts. Now, if that's true, now what they're saying is they don't know whether it was Russian citizens or Russia itself. They said they don't know that. But, you know, I'm curious because, you know, and I've definitely had a problem with President Obama. And I have a problem with President Obama and his foreign policy because I just don't think he was tough enough. And I agree with the Republicans on that note. I don't think he was tough enough. I think he dropped the ball in regards to Ukraine when the Soviet Union started moving into Ukraine. I would have definitely gave them some weapons to like that. President Obama is being too careful, and you know, sometimes you got to challenge these people. Sometimes you got to call them on their stuff, like we like to say. Sometimes we have to call them on their stuff. You know, we have to call them. And I think that the president should push up on some of these countries. We're gonna limit the show to a half hour today because I've got some things to do. I've got some places to go and people to see. So. But, you know, I appreciate the people that blog talk and for what it was worth. I appreciate the people that blog talk and those who were, you know, who helped me out when I first started trying to do the show over here. But, you know, because there's so many issues that we've been having with the phones and also with the sound and everything, we wanted to just move the show over to another state. So I'm really excited that we're going to do the show. I'm going to do the show. I'll be doing the show, and Wayne Smith won't be joining us anymore. We have to thank Wayne Smith for his service, but Wayne Smith will not be joining me anymore on the Ron Kelly Show. When we start with the new show on the 11th, it'll be a solo act, and I'm going to be raring and ready to go. I know I sound a little dead today, and I am a little dead. Yeah, that's why I'm limiting the show to a half hour today. You know, I'm just ready to get off blog talk. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. But I just want to thank everybody for their support over the years for the Ron Kelly Show. We're going to be moving on and doing bigger and better things real, real soon. So we want you to come and join us on MTR Radio. Now, let me talk about Tremaine Wilborn. Now, Tremaine Wilborn is a suspect in the killing of a Memphis police officer. Now, Tremaine Wilborn was given a $9 million bail. $9 million? Now, Dylan Roof, it's funny because Dylan Roof gets $1 million bail for killing 9 people, and Tremaine Wilborn gets a $9 million bail for allegedly killing a person. He's just a suspect. We don't even know he has been indicted yet. We don't even know if he actually did. He's a suspect. He had a $9 million bail. Now, look at this. Now, people say, oh, Ron, you just, you know, and I catch it from LinkedIn and some of the other places all the time where people are, you know, trying to kick my back in. You see, we did not. Well, what does this tell you? What does this tell you? And then, you know, and since the University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tenzing also got it for $1 million bail for killing that brother, Sandy Bowles, up there in Cincinnati. And this is a traffic stop off the grounds of the university. He was a university cop, he wasn't a street cop. And he got $1 million. He's out of jail already because his father allegedly, you know, I'll never believe that he did it on his own. His father posted it from 10% of that $1 million bail, which is $100,000. Now, you know, cops from all over the country were sending them money. So I'm sure that they had some outside help in getting him out. Now, this man has a $9 million bail. That would be almost $1 million cash bond for him to get out. It would be $900,000. So how could one person, you went into a church of all places, a church, and you killed 9 people, and you get a $1 million bail for killing 9 people. And now Tremaine Wilborn gets a $9 million. I mean, that's outrageous. $9 million. That's like you're not going anywhere. You're already convicted, and you're sentenced, you're convicted, and your life is over. $9 million bill. You can't even approach. That's incomprehensible. How could you even approach that and say, well, let's see if we can dig it up? I mean, there's no way you're going to dig that up. You're not going to dig that up. There's no way. So it's just so totally ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I just can't believe it. $9 million. Anyway, so there's also, allegedly, now there's another brother who they say killed a police officer in Shreveport, Louisiana. There's another story that I was going to read, and we'll talk about it on our next show. So we got Tremaine Wilborn, who we don't even know whether he actually killed this officer. He's a suspect. Now, how is he going to be a suspect? How can you be a suspect and have $9 million? Nothing's been proven. No indictment. So this is what I talk about. See, people get on me all the time saying I'm racist and all this stuff. No, I'm not racist. I'm just pointing to this fact. You have one person with a $9 million bill who allegedly killed one person. And then you have another, a white man. You have a black man who allegedly killed a police officer with a $9 million bill. You have a white man who walked into a church, and we all know what he did. His witnesses have testified in the grand jury that he came out and said, I'm going to kill these black people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's ridiculous. And people, oh, Ron, you issue that, the other, you know, they call me a kind of name. Oh, yeah, you can do that. You can do that. But, you know, it's so just so ridiculous. It's racism, and it's plain and simple. It's racism. Now, everything isn't racism. And I don't pull the race card all the time, as people say I do. Especially on LinkedIn, they get on me like crazy. Anyway, we're going to break out of here. We got about 3 minutes left in the program. Once again, I want to cut it to a half hour today. I'm really ready to get off Blog Talk and move it over to MTL Radio. We're going to be super hyped. When we go over there on the 11th, it's going to be great. So I'm going to work. We're going to take off next week, and then we're going to be back on the 11th of August, 5 o'clock, Tuesday, 5 o'clock. You know, you can log on my Facebook page. It'll be on there. I'll be tweeting it, Instagram, and all the other stuff. I'll be putting it out there heavy. And I'll be putting some Facebook ads out there, letting everybody know that the show is going to be on MTL Radio. And I'll give you all the details, how to get to the site, how to listen to the show, how you can hear the show. We'll give you all of that, you know, within the next week or two. But we want to make sure you transition. You make the transition with us, and you come over to Bob, MTL Radio, and let's make this thing happen. Ron Kelly Show, and we're going to take it to the next level, I'm sure. All right, everybody, so we're going to break. I want to thank you so much. And all the people who have suffered with me over here on Blog Talk, thank you for putting up with the thank you for putting up with the show, and the problems that we've been having with the show, and putting up with me. And we'll see you all over here on MTL Radio in about a week or so. Everybody, so take care of yourself, be well. Remember, it's nice to be informed, it's more important to be nice. And if we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. And thank you so much, everybody. And we're out of here.